With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities. Restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, in the green scene today, the newly discovered plant that can flower and fruit underground. But first, the hottest day on Earth since records began. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Riemann, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We'll talk about heat first. Yeah. The hottest day, we think, since, 125,000 years ago?
Yeah, well, at least. And this was recorded on July the 3rd, last Tuesday. But the record didn't last very long, Pat. It was broken the very next day. So up until before, the record of the average temperature on Earth had been 16.9 degrees. And this was beaten. We went up to 17.12. And the record didn't last very long again. It was beaten again on Thursday. And in fact, if we look back at last week, the 7 days of last week were on average the hottest temperatures that we have since records began. Obviously, our sort of written records only go back a few hundred years, but scientists can look at tree rings and other things mm-hmm. that give us an idea, ice cores that give us an idea about temperatures in the past. And it certainly looks like we haven't seen temperatures like this on Earth for well over 100,000 years.
Now, the implications, obviously, if you've got melting ice caps, sea levels rise. Now, if the ice is floating in the sea, that's fine. If you remember that ice actually expands, so therefore if it became water, it would get smaller.
Yeah.
But if it's land-based ice and then it goes into the sea, it rises sea levels.
Yeah, and it does, of course, rise sea levels. But not only that, I mean, we know the oceans are getting warmer. We're in the midst of a marine heat wave here in Ireland at the moment. And I suppose all of these climate change-related activities, and what we're seeing is more extreme weather, but particularly this extreme heat. You know, we're now seeing, I mean, nearly 62,000 people died in Europe last year of heat stress, essentially. We've 100 million Americans last July were living under some kind of heat warning. So we really just are seeing these higher temperatures gradually, you know, it's creeping up gradually. But, you know, as we've talked about before, when you're talking about Earth temperatures, we often think about weather and we often think about, well, it was, you know, it was 10 degrees yesterday and it's 15 degrees today and I can manage that kind of change perfectly fine. But it's much more like your body temperature. You know, once your temperature goes up by 1 degree, 2 degrees, I mean, you feel it.
Yeah, yeah. So the Earth is under stress.
Exactly. The Earth is under stress. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
And how are we doing in terms of carbon emissions?
Our carbon emissions are going up, unfortunately, despite all of our impacts. And certainly what we're saying is, you know, they set new records last year. We burnt more fossil fuels than ever. And I mean, we need to cut our consumption of fossil fuels by 60% by 2035. And that's not very far away.
Yeah. So the things that need to be done, obviously, solar and wind and maybe nuclear. I saw a story that cold fusion might be making it.
Well, I mean, who knows? But I mean, we don't have very much time. And while these new technologies are available, you know, they're not around the corner yet. So, you know, a bit like COVID, I think we really need to start seeing this as an emergency that needs an emergency response.
Now, good news then.
Yes.
An unusual plant has been found that both flowers and fruits underground.
It's a wonderful story from Borneo. This is two PhD students who set off and they found a new kind of palm. And it looks like an ordinary palm, you know, with these leafy mm-hmm. fronds coming up above the ground. But they discovered that it actually has its flower and its fruit underground. It's really, really remarkable. And of course, most flowering plants, I mean, we know them, we call them the angiosperms. We see flowers, they attract bees, and then they
drop their seeds. And the pollination happens.
The seed gets blown by the wind or taken by a bird, and it germinates somewhere else. There's only about 170 plants known to science where either the flower or the fruit is underground. It's usually the fruit, so something like a peanut. The flower is above the earth, but then the peanut grows underground. But there's only one other plant that scientists found, which is an orchid. And orchids actually are symbiotic, so they need to live with a fungus underground, which helps their seeds to germinate. But this pine is just incredible. It has these little red fruits that grow underground.
And do people eat them?
People do eat them. And of course, that was what was really interesting, because after the students and the scientists had congratulated themselves for finding this palm, the local people in Borneo said, sure, we knew all about that. Those are delicious. We picked them all the time. But they're also delicious for something called a bearded pig, which is a wild pig that lives in Borneo. So it seems scientists think the pigs eat the fruit, and then as they walk out and have their droppings, that's how the fruit, the seeds are spread and they germinate. But we still really don't know how an underground flower can be pollinated. Yeah. And we think maybe there's some kind of subterranean insect
that's going from
flower to flower, but we really don't know. But it's just fascinating.
A further flowering bit of news: Trinity College is witnessing a rebirth.
Exactly. So Trinity have had this No Mow May initiative, which we talked about before on the show. They've decided to not mow their lawns and let them grow wild. And amazingly, they've discovered these two beautiful, rare Irish flowers: a hellebore and an orchid. They're both members of the orchid family. They were spotted by Jenny McAway, the professor of botany there in Trinity, and these are little delicate orchids. They grow on a strand, and they may have been there for decades under the grass, just waiting for an opportunity to flower. Like we mentioned with these orchids, they do need funguses there to help them grow. So that biodiversity is probably there, sitting buried in the lawn of Front Square and Trinity College.
Brilliant. But equally, it could have been blown in on the wind.
They could have been blown in. I mean, orchids have the tiniest seeds of any plant. Their seeds are only the size of like a speck of dust. So it could have blown in, could have been brought in by an insect, could have been waiting there for the right conditions to grow. But absolutely, it looks like now they're going to manage the lawn to hopefully have a beautiful display of orchids now growing in Trinity for everyone to enjoy.
No more picnics, no more tennis on the lawn. It'll all be orchids. Ruth, Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Very much.
With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities. Restrictions apply.